Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in behind the front that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday. Even as that front stalls out to the east of the coast, we will have dry weather today across the entire region and a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds during the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to reach into the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. A wave of low pressure developing along the Gulf Coast will ride up and along the stalled front and bring a good chance of showers to the region as we get into the night tonight. The best chance of a steadier rain will be south of I-90 and east of the Hudson River Valley and in New England, while closer to the Canadian border in New York and New England and in the western Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, scattered showers are likely but less of a steadier rain. Still, overnight lows will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers as that low departs tomorrow morning. After it does leave off the eastern seaboard, we'll have partly sunny skies on Friday afternoon with highs bouncing back into the middle and upper 60s. A couple of weak fronts will head through during the weekend. One on Saturday morning will produce some clouds, but only minimal showers, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s, and will start off sunny and cool on Sunday, though the next front will bring some clouds by the afternoon hours with highs on Sunday in the mid-60s. Milder air will start to move in as a ridge of high pressure builds in aloft on Monday. Highs will bounce back into the lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds. There is the risk of a shower on Tuesday, otherwise mid to upper 70s, and high temperatures close to 80 with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that front extending from the northeast coast to the western Gulf Coast has stalled out around the mid-Atlantic region, and this will bring rain with embedded thunderstorms along the northern half of the front in the Carolinas, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area within a marginal risk of severe weather. Strong wind gusts and heavy downpours are possible, and there's also a slight risk of flash flooding in the Smoky Mountains where flood watches have been issued. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Kirk is located in the Atlantic Ocean about 85 miles east-northeast of Barbados. Kirk is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour, and this general motion with a slight decrease in forward speed is expected over the next few days. On the forecast track, the center of Kirk will move across the Lesser Antilles by this evening. Maximum sustained winds remain near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is anticipated during the next couple of days, but Kirk is forecast to move across the Lesser Antilles and into the Eastern Caribbean Sea as a tropical storm. Another Air Force reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate Kirk later this morning. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Dominica, Martinique, and Guadeloupe. And Typhoon Trami is located approximately 300 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan, but only moving north at 2 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 100 miles per hour, with gusts to 125 miles per hour. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, lower 70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 2017, and the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:44 p.m., 11 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers toward Lake George, lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Cloudy with rain likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, A mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with rain likely and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers likely and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers in the morning, some breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, and high temperatures in the middle and upper 60s. Some clouds Saturday morning, then increasing sun mid-60s. Sunshine on Sunday giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-60s. Milder with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s Monday. Partly sunny and warm with a shower possible Tuesday, mid to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds upper 70s to around 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.